Spoiler alert for fans of The Americans. Was that woman in a babushka going over dented cans in a nearly empty shelf in a Moscow food store that doesn't seem to sell much food, Martha? Martha, who had to be smuggled out of America because she married a man who was no good for her and turned out to be a Russian spy, and a married one at that, poor, loving, trusting Martha? Well, I guess we'll see. Alison Wright, who created a sensation with her portrayal of Martha in The Americans on Fox FX, also makes her Broadway debut this weekend in Lynn Nottage's play Sweat. Alison Wright joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. What an introduction.
I won't want to put you on the spot about Martha, because there's lots that I guess can't be talked about. But boy, I like that character. What appealed to you about her?
You know, I really like that she's the everyday woman. She's who we would all most likely be in this situation if we were dropped into the real-life world story of The Americans, you know. Mm-hmm. She's open and trusting and loving and up until this point, I think hadn't really been burned in life too badly. I mean, I have a great deal of thanks for me playing Martha and ending up where I am really today, thanks to my manager, Laurie Smith, who pulled the audition for Martha out of the ether. But, you know, I sure am grateful that she did.
What do you make of the way people began to latch onto her story and your portrayal?
I love it. I think that means that we're doing a good job in affecting people and creating sympathy and empathy in the viewers that maybe in the beginning they really didn't have that much. You know, when we first started out in season one, I remember seeing, you know, the typical let's blame the woman. Yeah. How could she be so stupid? How could she not realize? She didn't figure out this, this, and this. You know, that's very much akin to, you know, what was she wearing? How short was her skirt? Was she really asking for it? Did she deserve it? It's a similar sort of blatant, like, underlying sexism that we have in our culture and across cultures. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of that at the beginning, and it's been tremendous to see that wiped out, to see that replaced with understanding and empathy.
Tell us about Sweat. It's been running off Broadway since November, I guess. It debuted a couple of years ago at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. This is a play that has a lot to say for our times, doesn't it?
It does. It's remarkably timely. I feel very privileged at the moment in all of these projects that I'm involved in, if we're talking about The Americans mm-hmm. or Sweat, that I'm a part of a cultural conversation at the moment. Mm-hmm. In terms of Sweat, it's about deindustrialization in America and the working class people who put decades of their lives working in these plants, these American institutions that weren't supposed to go anywhere, where their parents worked and their grandparents worked, generations of families, loyalty and dedication to companies that all of a sudden disappeared and went overseas and took the jobs elsewhere. So it's really, I really feel like I'm really part of the cultural conversation of America at the moment, and it's a privilege.
Yeah. What do you think made you an actor?
It may well be the performance of Carol Burnett as Miss Hannigan in Annie.
Carol Burnett in the film, Annie.
Yes, yeah. Of course. You know, she's untouchable. She's a phenomenal comedian. And that performance is beyond perfect, in my opinion. And I think I wanted to be Miss Hannigan. I also wanted to be one of the orphans. I was also adopted myself. So there was lots of things tied in there in that story. But I definitely wanted to be Miss Hannigan in those silk drawers and drunk on gin most days long.
Now, I must say, you know, I read some biographical information on you, and I guess I just missed the part if it appeared that you were adopted.
You didn't miss it. I didn't talk about it yet.
Oh. I, for whatever it means, my wife and I have adopted two children.
I do know this, and I have read what you wrote about it, yeah.
What do we need to learn from life about in the miracle and blessing of adoption?
I suppose, you know, that's a good way to think of it, how you just described it there, the miracle and blessing of it. It doesn't all have to be doom and gloom. Sometimes it's wonderful. It's life-making. There is no doubt mm-hmm. in my mind that I would not be sitting here today had I not been adopted. I would not have a career that I have, be in this country, be sitting here at NPR. No way. Mm-hmm. So if that's not a miracle, I don't know what is.
Well, I'm glad
You know, I did make contact with many members of my birth family, and we have a great relationship now. Mm-hmm. It was something that was always a dark cloud hanging over me my whole life, and it turned out that it didn't need to be. I did come to get the closure and learn that it was indeed a miracle in my situation.
Allison Wright, she's in The Americans, she's in Sneaky Pete. I missed one too, right? You're in...
Feud, yeah, Feud.
Feud, of course.
It's just this little tiny thing that Ryan Murphy did, just about Joan Crawford and Bette Davis.
Yes,
no big
deal.
Yes,
yes, of course, I know, I know. And she debuts this weekend on Broadway in Sweat. Thanks so much for being with us.
That's right, thank you.